This is Real Estate Journeys, episode 96.
Welcome to Real Estate Journeys, here to help you build your cash-flowing real estate empire that you've been dreaming of. This is about real estate investors who have escaped the soul-crushing 9-to-5 rat race by taking action, leveraging relationships, and gaining the financial independence. It's time to stop making excuses and get the insight and knowledge you need to become a successful real estate investor. This is your host, Matthew Baltzell.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Matty B, aka Matthew Baltzell. Welcome back to Real Estate Journeys. So, guys, on today's episode, I'm excited to bring it to you because it's going to be about really taking your life and your business to the next level. Yes, wouldn't that be great? Sounds great, but so many of us do not achieve that. So if you are somebody that's looking to achieve more within your life and in your business, I think this episode is going to greatly benefit you. Today's guest we have on, his name is Mark Samuel. He has written the world famous book called B-State, and it's all about achieving this topic of breakthrough results in your life and your business. And he has greatly helped me with my podcast and my investing career. So I highly recommend you listen to this episode. But before we jump into it, guys, I want to give my boy Martinez Fedotovic a quick plug here. He has a great podcast. It's called The Real Social Estate. He's doing a lot of things with social media. He's been on my podcast one or two times, or I believe two times already. And I've been on his podcast. He's a great cat. He's out there killing it. So if you guys are looking to also achieve breakthrough results within your social media or your real estate game, I would highly recommend that you check out his podcast and tune in, because he's an up-and-comer. So check him out as well. So guys, with all that said, let's jump into it. And welcome, Mark Samuel, to the show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Mark Samuel, to the show.
Thank you, Matthew. I'm so glad to be here and can't wait to have a conversation.
Well, all right. So people that are unfamiliar with you, Mark, he's written the book called B-State. Mark, can you give us a little bit about your business background and a little bit about the book? And we'll kind of transition to your deal house that you purchased using this lovely tactic.
Yes, I have been in business for decades. And most of my
work. If you're watching this, he's 40 years old. He's lovely. He's young. He's charming. He's a handsome young buck. So don't let him fool you.
Yeah, I wish. Anyway, in my dreams, been working with organizations to transform their business and their culture at the same time and do it in months instead of years. That is the whole approach. I wrote the book B-State, which is all about breakthrough state. And how do you get breakthrough results, whether in your business or in your life, in rapid time? That's the key. It's how do you do it quickly? And I'm just very excited to be here and to talk a bit about not only how I apply this in business, but also in your personal life.
Mm-hmm. And so you said prior, before you use this strategy for purchasing your first home, can you tell, or not your first home, I shouldn't say, but a home, your most recent home, how did you go about implementing those tactics?
Well, here's the thing about B-State and the whole approach of getting breakthrough results. It's all about getting out of your current state with your old mindset and your old habits. And the way to do that so quickly, really, is to fast forward yourself into the future, mm-hmm. and develop a picture of success. Whatever that is, we did it for our house, we do it for our business. Develop a picture of success is what would success look like in the ideal state, removing all barriers of your old mindset, your old beliefs, your limiting and restrictive beliefs, and really set it up, not just in terms of the result, but the feeling that you have when you have that result. And getting very specific. So related to the house, my wife and I we weren't even seriously looking to move. We wanted to start to get an idea. So we started looking at places. And as we looked at different places, not that many, mind you, we started to make an ideal scene, kind of taking notes on everything we thought would be ideal in our new house. And we're talking about probably 50 bullet points of things that were ideal, from the practical to the ridiculous. Like, let me give you something ridiculous. Okay. My wife, I want to make sure that we have a view of the ocean. And my wife wants that too. But she also wants to have a view of mountains. And she also wants to have a view of a golf course.
Wow. Happy wife, happy life is what I'm learning, my friend. So if you...
That's right. You know, so these are the kinds of things that we wrote down, including making sure we have the laundry room on the same floor as the bedrooms, and making sure that we have a downstairs bedroom for her aging parents, and to make sure we have fireplaces and an outdoor kitchen. I mean, we put everything on this, including my wife's ideal scene always was to have a 120-inch screen for a TV video. It's like, who comes up with this stuff? Yeah.
I love the list. So if you're in your current state, right, and I understand you create the B state of, we'll call it your vision, and how does it feel to have a 128-inch television and golf course view, mountain view, ocean view, and you start like embracing this. But I feel like it also has to take a lot of self-reflection and honesty of where you are in the A state. Is that correct?
No.
No?
No, in fact, the more you do the self-reflection of the A state, the more you keep yourself stuck in the old mindset.
Really?
Yeah, okay, that's the one thing. Now, even when we work with organizations, we don't have them do a bunch of assessment of where they are. They know where they are. I knew where I lived. I didn't need to self-reflect that.
Okay.
The real key is, how do I get myself out of the constraints of where I am today to look at how would we be operating optimally in a future company? You know, if my company wants to be in a different place a year from now, how are we executing? How are we relating to each other? How are we communicating? Okay. I don't want to be hindered by the way we do things now. I want to know, how is it that we're doing things in the future that make a true difference? Now, I can't just have the result if I'm not showing up differently. See, that's the thing. And so I've got to look at what would it take for us to strategize and plan and work cross-functionally and coordinate with each other if we were truly being that optimal organization, that growing organization a year from now. Can't be sitting stuck in conflicts and you didn't let me know this and we're not sharing information transparently. Like, that's never going to work. So you've got to imagine it in the future state.
So, okay, let's go back to your house. So what was the hindrance of your A state preventing you from getting the B state?
Like, we were in a completely different situation. We were at the time living in an apartment. We were in Los Angeles. What we knew is we wanted to have a different energy. We wanted to have all of these features in the house. And then it was just playtime. It's nothing serious, no goal. Even it was just playtime. And we literally went to one area of Los Angeles, didn't like it, went to an area of near where we live now, didn't like it. And we were on our third outing and went to a house that didn't have a sign for sale. But the real estate person said, I'm pretty sure they want to sell this house. So he goes knocking on their door, lets us in. And five steps into the house, it was like, wow, this is it.
Mm.
And we weren't even ready to buy a house yet.
And that was that was a broker that knocked on the door?
Yes. So I have a friend who is taking us around. Yep. And he stopped at this house. We didn't even want to go in it. We were tired, ready to go home and say, you know what? Let's put this all off for another year. Mm-hmm. And we were just about to tell him that. He tells us, hold on, leaves us in the car. Let's go. He goes to the house and the person's willing to let us in. And boy, it happened so fast, so effortlessly, no goal. And there you have it.
Would you say when you're developing your B state and you're allowing yourself to feel these wave of emotions, opening yourself up and having the allowance, would you say that was a big factor in allowing you to even go to San Clemente, and you were open to the idea, and therefore, since you were open, a new idea fell into your lap?
Yes, exactly. And when you apply it to an organization, you'd be surprised at how many times we're working with groups that are in so much conflict, they literally prepared to attack each other in the meeting. But as soon as we take them to the future state and start peeling that, peeling that onion to talk about what that looks like and what it feels like and what would you need to do different, everybody's aligned. Everybody's in agreement. And literally before the end of a day, they're all working together to go manifest it and create it.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. I mean, like, it sounds like, like in real estate too, you know, it's like, I'd say at the beginning stages, right? And how I said, you got to do a lot of introspection, and you're like, no. And it's like, okay. So like people, you know, they overanalyze analysis by paralysis, and they say like, I got to have this much money. I got to have this. It has to go like this. And then as a result of 1, 2, 3, and 4, that's why I don't have a property, or that's why I don't have this. But what you're saying is to be like open, right? Open to acceptance and be open to ideas, but know your end result. And if you know your end result and the way it makes you feel, it's going to open you to possibilities that you aren't even aware of, because you haven't clearly defined a goal of like, I need to hit this in my B state, right? So your B state isn't necessarily a goal. It's just kind of like an umbrella of...
Correct. It's a picture of what success would look like once you're there. And it includes many different kinds of goals, but it's not really goal-oriented as much as it is the experience of it and the state of it and the description of it. Now, here's what I will say, Matthew. This is really interesting. We walked into our dream home, but we weren't prepared for that. Again, we didn't have a goal, and we were about ready to tell the real estate friend of mine that we're done. Uh-huh. We're going to wait a year. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden we walk into it. It was scary. You know, like it became so close and so real so fast, it actually scared us. And we had to work with ourselves to relax and say, no, this is, you know, the universe is responding to your dream. Don't shut it down with your fear. Don't bring back in your old limiting beliefs. It was now about how do we kind of grow ourselves into this, you know, to find the financing, to make the change. Like, oh my God, because we were, again, playing with this. And that's part of the key. It's like being playful about it rather than so serious about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of the gentlemen that connected us, Gay Hendricks, you know, there's some crossover, similarities I see with, you know, your guys' approach and your philosophies on life. And, you know, I believe we said, back in his episode, I mentioned, you know, the essence of life is growth. And I was curious, as while you were saying all this, is why do you think in business, or in our lives, you know, if you've gotten to a certain place in business, we'll say $1 million in revenue or $2 million, right? That's like your comfort zone. And you might say like, okay, I want to be a $10 million company. But as soon as you make get to three, you hinder yourself and bring you back down, or you want more money, success, happiness. And as soon as you get there at the bottom level, maybe you bring yourself back down, or you wanted to, you're doing this, you have the B state, you want the house, the golf course, the mountains, the ocean, and knock, 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 boom, boom, boom. You walk in and it's like, we're not ready for this. We're ready to go. Peace out. We're ready to go back to our apartment. We're ready to go be comfortable. Like, why do we do this? Like, why do we do this? Like, it sounds good. You know, then here you are. Like, how did you get over that hurdle? Like, you know, once you kind of like, let's say you get close, right? You develop that, you develop your B state. It's like feeling it, you know, it's like, maybe we can relate it to dating or something, right? It's like, man, I'm gonna meet this person, I'm gonna meet this girl. It's gonna go so great, blah, blah, blah. And then once it's kind of coming into fruition, you're like, oh God, like now I gotta pick her up. Like I didn't plan on picking her up. Like, what do I say? Like, what do I say? Yeah. What do I say? So how do you get into that next zone? How do you become comfortable in pulling the trigger and buying that house?
Yeah, I think what we actually had that very experience when we both, my wife and I have two different mentors. And when we both talked to them, is this crazy? Because we weren't prepared for it. They said, no, this is about your expansion. You know, and what was funny was in two separate conversations, each of our mentors said the exact same thing. This is about your expansion. And we're looking at this going, oh my God, you know, what is that all about? What does that even mean?
Expansion.
And then, yeah, really. And then about 3 weeks into the process, we get really nervous about the financing. We can't afford it, all this stuff. And then my wife and I, we look at each other and go, I think we've already expanded. We don't need to move. We got the expansion. I think we're okay living in our little apartment. I think we've expanded. Do you think we've expanded? I've expanded.
You're rationalizing.
Exactly. And really, everything was starting to fall apart. Mm. As soon as we did that, it started to fall apart. And then we said, you know what? Let's take the big leap that Gay suggests and said, you know what? Even if we can't afford it, even if we only stay in it for 3 weeks and have to leave because we can't afford it, let's enjoy that.
Mm.
And we just said, yeah, let's do that. And all of a sudden, our energy shifted back to thinking about and living in the space before we got there and feeling how good it's going to be and how we're going to, you know, how our communication's going to be and support and all of that. And all of a sudden all the stuff that was starting to break down lifted and we got into the house sooner than we thought.
Mm, that's beautiful. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's
very interesting. You know, we're very visceral creatures, right? We're like creatures of habit, and we're also very analytical. And so, you know, when we don't allow our senses and like ourselves to open up, you know, it's easy to like shut back down and clamber back down. So when you're trying to do something big or, you know, the first sign of resistance, you just retreat, you know? And I always tell my wife, like, what's the quote I always tell her? I say, you know, If life is easy, life will be hard. If life is hard, life will be easy, right? And so, like when you're trying to go to like purchase this new house, or you're starting like a new business, or you're looking at new real estate properties, it's all scary for you, and you're gonna want to run for the zone, or if you run retreat, right? But then after you've done it, you develop that muscle, and then it's no longer, then it's like your new zone. So, it's a very beautiful thing. How do you know if you've arrived into the B state? So if you're philosophizing, I don't know if that's the right word, but if you're conceptualizing and you're coming up with everything, is it purely how you feel? Because you couldn't have clearly envision that house, right? You just knew, like, once you walked in, and how you like, you're like, we want to leave. So if we want to leave, that means this must be the right one. Like, we got nervous kind of thing. So that's must be like a struck a chord kind of thing. Is that how you kind of know?
Well, what we did was, you know, we look at everything that we put on that list of what we wanted as a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And if God, spirit, the universe answers that prayer, who are we then to deny it? Mm-hmm. It's like, so even though we were scared, we also saw, you know what? This had everything on the list that we asked for, even the ridiculous. I mean, this, you know, my wife has always wanted to have a fireplace. This house had five fireplaces in the weirdest places. You know, we have a fireplace in our bathroom, in our master suite. We had fireplace in our bedroom. We
and
had
San fireplace Clemente isn't, San Clemente isn't that cold.
No, it's not that cold. You know, so everything we asked for, we got and even more. Mm-hmm. And we said, okay, you know, if we make the list, it's coming from our heart and spirit responds to that, or God responds to that, or the universe responds to it, who are we to then deny it? Mm-hmm. So we made an extra effort to overcome our fears, and really, because it was a prayer for us. Now you ask, how do you know when you get to B state? Well, let's understand that life is an evolution. Mm-hmm. So a B state today is different than a B state tomorrow. It's going to keep evolving. It's going to keep expanding and getting bigger. And once you arrive at one, then you'll, you know, naturally want to go for another. And it's just part of our own evolution of growth mm-hmm. until we transition to our next life, you know, yeah. until we pass. So let's go with that. And again, it's our limiting beliefs and our limitations and restrictions that keep us where we are and keep us small and comfortable, because we don't feel the safety to get what we want or to have the bigger dream that we've always wanted.
How do you identify your limiting beliefs if you're not supposed to have self-reflection?
Well, it again becomes it. It's not so much about identifying your limiting beliefs. It's more about what is it that you really want. And by the definition of the expansion of that, you're not in your limiting beliefs. Mm. See, that's the deal. Now, again, like we had, some of our limiting beliefs showed up after we manifested our ideal scene. So you don't have to worry about them. If they're there, they're going to show up. If you've gone past it, then they're not inhibitors anymore.
Mm. And then what about as far as like a timeline is concerned? Is it bad to put a timeline? Or is that more like of a, well, almost like a goal kind of thing? Like I'm going to give myself till Friday. And if this B state thing doesn't work out,
like, right. Well, here's the problem with timelines. When have you ever created a timeline that didn't add pressure to yourself?
Mm.
And that pressure is by definition restrictive, because you don't feel comfortable when you're feeling pressured.
But what would you say to the people? What would you say to the people that say, like, I do well under pressure?
Oh, I'm one of those people, actually. So I like when I'm going for a goal and it's just an action to create or something to do, like working out or something like that. Yeah, I like the pressure and I like timelines. Mm-hmm. But when I'm dreaming about the, you know, about the expansion and I put a time pressure on it, now I'm also bringing back my restriction. Mm. So I have to have I have to also have the trust of perfect timing that, in a sense, the universe has our back. Like my perfect timing and my plan was that we wouldn't have found that house for another year. That was my perfect timing. Mm. But God's perfect timing, as they say, you know, we plan and God laughs. Mm-hmm. God said, well, what happens if I show it to you right now?
Yeah.
And there it goes.
And I think
now we have to deal with those restrictions.
I think also too, you know, I guess transitioning this a little into social media, like I didn't want to do this, but I guess I'm just going to go there. It's like a lot of people, they'll post on social media, Facebook or, you know, LinkedIn or whatever. And they'll post their goal, right? Like day one, I don't know, buying a house today, buying whatever, like New Year, killing it, losing 20 pounds, making 100 sales by the end of the week. And, you know, people give them like. And they get that dopamine hit of already having achieved their goal. And therefore, since they've already set a goal, and they'll say at the end of Q1, right, that they've already received that dopamine hit up front, that they're not even already trying. They won't even hit their goal because they've already like they've already got the side effects of the initial goal. But if you're not setting a goal with a timeline, but you're opening yourself up to feel the benefits of what you really want within your goals of as far as business, real estate, relationships, you should let that carry you and not hinder you by putting it on a specific date. Is that correct?
Yeah, if you're going for the big stuff, mm-hmm. don't put a date on it, because it's going to pressure you into feeling small, and now all of a sudden you start, you know, doing things that are going to minimize the possibility rather than allow it to flow, allow it to be easy, allow it to come through grace rather than through struggle. Because too often we think we have to struggle to get the big things to happen for us.
That's like the biggest thing right now. People are like, the grind.
Oh, yeah.
You're not out there grinding, loser. Like,
right.
You know?
Right.
Like that,
that's right.
Yeah, it's,
and,
I don't,
and there
I don't like
is
that
work.
Part.
Like, there is work. It's not like it's going to all come to you without preparing yourself and setting yourself up. I mean, there's hours that you got to put into when you're doing performance kinds. If you want to be a high performer, you got to put the work in. You can't, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not just a high performer with natural talent. You know, people like Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and, you know,
list goes on.
And Kobe Bryant, you know, those people work extremely hard. But we focus on it being hard work. They actually have fun doing it.
Mm.
See, they work at it and put all that work into it, and we see the work, and it is work, but they have fun striving, and they have fun playing the game and playing the sport, and they have fun with it.
They're enjoying it's the not, journey.
Yeah. I mean, I hang out a little bit with some professional musicians that are really high level. And guess what they do after they're done with a gig playing, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning? They're going jam some more because they love it. So they're in it because they love it. And that's playing it all the time. And that's learning and growing and trying new things and appreciating someone else. They're not competing against each other. They're actually using each other for inspiration and learning. And so to me, that's a whole different mindset than the struggle game, than the, you know, if I don't make it, then I'm a failure. No, they don't worry about that. They're just having fun doing the best they can. And if they get lucky, they get lucky. And if they don't, they're still going to have fun doing what they love doing. That's a different mindset.
What would you say to the people that are listening to this and that they condemn themselves of? They're like, you know, I'm always falling short. I'm not hitting my goals. I'm not where I should be in my business. I'm not where I should be with my followers, my relationships.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
I do that. Yeah. I have that history. And I say, you know, give yourself a break. Appreciate yourself more. Relax. It's all good. You know, I'm one of those people who have that issue of it's never good enough. I'm never good enough. Mm-hmm. And yet, if I look back on my life, I've exceeded anything I thought I was going to do when I was in my teens, my 20s, even my 30s. Mm-hmm. I've gone so far past it, but yet I still have that feeling like it's not good enough. Well, I'm the one creating that mindset. And that's why we have to get out of our old limiting beliefs and mindset and start to look at the possibilities and do as much as we can to not go into self-judgment. Self-judgment is the sin of all sins. It's what keeps us down. It's the mind and the ego being afraid to grow and trusting and being in our loving place for ourselves and for others. So the more we can truly embrace our own greatness, our own gifts, our own who we are, blemishes and all, then the more we can expand.
And so since you're one of these people that beats himself up from time to time, what do you do to relax when you find yourself doing that?
You know, it's interesting. I'm actually going to jump ahead to something that really helps. And it's something that my wife has been working with me on, et cetera. She's a coach as well. Mm-hmm. And she helps people expand beyond what they thought was possible. She's mm-hmm. outstanding as a life and professional and personal coach. And she's introduced me, you're going to ask me this anyway, so I'm going to jump ahead to it. One of my new favorite books, because I love The Big Leap. That was mm-hmm. what I was going to say. Because, mm-hmm. And by the way, Gay Hendricks, I know him personally, and he lives his life exactly how he talks about it in The Big Leap. Mm. He actually does it. It's not just words for everybody else to follow. He lives it. And that's I've seen it. But there's another book out called Mindset. Mm-hmm. And it's all about the difference between having a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. And the idea is, if you have a fixed mindset, you're always comparing yourself to others, in which case you always lose, by the way. Yeah. It's never enough. It's all about struggle. Where a growth mindset is all about possibility, all about learning. And you can see it with kids. When one kid has a difficult puzzle to put together and he gets frustrated, or he, you know, throws the game around or has a tantrum, while the kid with a growth mindset says, Are there any other puzzles like this? Because this is so hard and I really want to learn this. Do you have any others that I can do as well? And they're mm-hmm. excited by it. Very similar to the difference between, some players on the tennis court who get frustrated and throw the racket, and other players who, you know, have a pause, but then are right back into learning from what took place and modifying their game.
Mm, I love it. Just dropping knowledge. Yeah. It's always good to hear this. Well, very cool. I want to transition it into the three closing questions here, Mark. First question is, what is a pain point or a weakness you face right now in your business?
Well, I think the biggest pain point and weakness I have is my own limiting beliefs. Again, is that I'm so used to the struggle. I've become, my habit is to struggle to make the business work. And this year I'm doing a whole different approach. I've created a picture of success. I have really looked at everything being growth oriented rather than a fixed mindset of what's happened in the past is going to predict my future. And now I'm saying, no, let me get back to really being the learner that I am and growing that I am and trying new things and having fun with it. And no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to have fun with it. And I'm going to allow the business to grow based on the enjoyment I have. And being, you know, my mantra for the year is joyful service. Mm. So that's what I want to do for my business. I want to be in a joyful place, serving others, helping others expand and grow and develop the best of who they can be, and let that be enough, and trust that the income and the finances will take care of itself. I have to do my part in reaching out to people, but that's part of a joyful service. Mm. So that's
trust the process. Trust the process.
Yes, and trust the process.
Love it. All right. Second question is, you already kind of answered it, but I'm going to hold you to a new answer. Is Uh-oh. What is your favorite book to re-gift?
To re-gift.
Yes, to re-gift.
You know, I would say, and I'm going to be self-serving here.
Okay.
I'm going to be self-serving. I love The Bee State. Mm-hmm. Because I really do think that will give people stories about, you know, how to overcome difficulties that organizations have done. But I'm also going to recommend one of my other books is Making Yourself Indispensable. Mm-hmm. And it's all about how do you become purpose-driven? How do you play big? How do you rise to your greatest as an individual? Mm-hmm. And the reason I like that particular book is I've gotten more feedback about it providing a real roadmap from going from a stuck victim place to being accountable, to rising to our best, and really accomplishing our goals. And so I'm going to recommend that one, but I really recommend Mindset for that mindset shift that will blow your mind, and The Big Leap, because both of those have been instrumental for me transforming myself.
For sure. Some great books there. All right. Third and final question is, if you were to live abroad for 1 year, where would you live and why?
You know, it's interesting because I'm in my ideal place where I live right now. But if I were to live abroad, I'd probably want to live in Barcelona, Spain. Mm. And the reason for that is I've never been there. I've heard wonderful things about Barcelona as an area. I happen to love the Latin American culture and likewise the Spanish culture. But most importantly, I want to learn Spanish and I never have. So I figure if I'm going to live a year abroad, I want to be in Spain where I can learn Spanish, immerse myself in it, enjoy the coast of Barcelona, and have a great time.
There we go. Love it. Love it. Mark, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me is through my website, bstate.com. It's so simple. It's www. I don't even know if they do that anymore. That's an old school, I guess.
No, they do that. If you were to say World Wide Web, that'd be old school.
Oh, okay, good. Now it's bstate, STATE.com. The simplest thing, but you know, there's it's great to get in touch with me. I'm very open to reaching, you know, if people reach out to me, I do respond. But also you can download lots of ideas. We have a whole resources section, a lot of case studies. You get to see what our whole methodology is.
Very cool, very cool. Well, Mark, I'll make sure to include all your information in the show notes. We appreciate you being on the show, and we'll catch you on the next go around, my friend. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I hope you guys got some tremendous value there from it. But if you guys are looking to take your real estate career to the next level and looking to partner with us on your next real estate deal, please head on over to www.matthewbaltzell.com and sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get our latest deal flows and our up-to-date real estate investing information, tidbits, and tips there for you. All right, guys. Catch you on the next go around. Peace.